Blog Talk Radio.
And Macarios, amen. These are the three words that
blessed, amen, so that you will know, because I already know, I have studied this, amen, and it's not nothing new to me, amen, because I'm very aware of what this word means, amen. So, when the scripture said, amen, first of all, amen, amen, he said, Paul do basically two different things. In verse 3, the scripture said, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, God blesses God and the Father, amen. Paul did this. He blessed God and the Father, meaning that he's trying to speak well of his name in heaven. Amen. Can I get a witness here? This word bless is not talking about a material thing. It's talking about speaking well of a person. Amen. It's the same word we get if you at a funeral and you hear the preacher preach that last person funeral or that last person words. This is called a eulogia, a eulogy. Amen. A eulogy is what is spoken at the funeral. And that word eulogy is to speak well of someone. Amen. Now, the Greek word for blessed in this particular text is eulogio. Amen. It is to speak well of. So Paul speaks well of God the Father and Jesus Christ, who had, then he said, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, he has blessed us with all the words that he has spoke in the heavenly places toward our lives, what we are doing for him, amen, and how we are blessing his name, making his name look well, look well in the ministry. So he's speaking to his angels on our behalf, amen, giving us a good word, amen. Can I get a witness here? This do not mean that God is going to give you riches. This means that God is speaking on your behalf to the angels in heaven, amen, and giving you a good word, amen. Can I get a witness here? So a lot of you is misconstrued on this word, amen, and really have no idea what this word means. Now, the Bible tells us reason why we are blessed in this text. Verse 4 says, according to he has chosen, because we're blessed, number one, because he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, that he has predestinated us. Number two, he has predestinated us unto adoption as children by Christ Jesus himself, according to his good will and his pleasure. According to his good will and his pleasure, he predestined us unto adoption. And that's number two. Amen. Number six is to the praise and the glory of his grace, that he has made us. He had made us accepted in the beloved. He has made us accepted. You can't accept anything by God. God made you accept. Well, accept the adoption, accept the predestination. Amen. Hallelujah. Good God. Verse 7 said, in whom we have redemption through the blood of the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, Amen. Number four is that we have been forgiven of our past sin. Amen. I know you like that one. Amen. Hallelujah. Number eight, she said, whereby we have abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Amen. Number five, God give us wisdom to know what our stewardship is. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He know he gives us this blessing. Amen. Amen. I don't want to stay on that too long. Amen. I want to get off into the other word just a little bit. Amen. So that we can really understand. Amen. That the word eulogia means to speak well of. Amen. It does not mean what people are going around saying it means. Amen. It means to speak well of. Amen. When you speak well of somebody's name in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, you do them well and you do God well. Hallelujah. So we need to understand the word rather than I try to understand what the preacher is saying. Amen. Let us turn to St. Luke, amen, chapter 6. St. Luke chapter 6, if you don't mind, amen. I'm starting at verse 20. The scripture reads like this. He said, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciple and said, blessed be the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now, he said, blessed be the poor. He's not talking about God give the money to the poor. That's not what he's talking about. Amen. This word blessed means to be happy, fortunate, content with what God is doing in your life. Happy, fortunate. Happy, fortunate, content with God doing in your life today. Has nothing to do with money, cars, jobs, houses, all of this materialistic thing that these preachers are preaching about. Church, we just been bamboozled in these churches. We just been bamboozled in God's doctrine, and yet we still don't want to learn. I don't understand it. We still don't want to acknowledge the truth. We still want to go to these old fabulistic churches that's not teaching us anything. Church, get in your Bible. Understand this Bible. This Bible is your training. You is the learner. You is a disciple. Disciple is a learner. You is a forever learner. Learn your tools of trade. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus. Verse 21 says, blessed are they that hunger. You think this means money or they that hunger? No, this ain't talking about no money. He said, happy are they that hunger. Amen. Amen. He say, happy are they that hunger now. Amen. Now. He said, now. For ye shall be filled. He's talking about spiritually filled. Amen. Oh, blessed are they that weep now, for ye shall laugh. He's talking about a future laugh. He said, blessed are those that weep now. You weeping now. He said, you're going to laugh later. Amen. When your homeboys go to hell and you go to heaven, you're going to laugh. Y'all ain't hearing me today. He said, verse 22 said, blessed are ye when man shall hate you. Amen. Come on, church. All these preachers preaching that you're supposed to be like in the church, you ain't supposed to be like. The Bible never tells us that a Christian's supposed to be like. Amen. The Bible always said, even Jesus said, that the people are going to hate you because of his name. When you profess his name, they're going to despise you. They're going to want to kill you and put you in prison. Oh, God, hallelujah. He said, blessed and happy are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from your covenant and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil. For the Son of Man's sake. The reason why they doing this is for the Son of Man's sake. Not for your sake, but for God's sake. Hallelujah. Verse 3, he said, rejoice ye on the day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Amen. For in the like manner did your fathers unto the prophets. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't understand the word. They don't understand the word of God. And when you are allowing these people to preach this nonsense to you, oh God, the Bible says, blessed are the poor. The poor in spirit, amen. Can I get a witness here? The poor in everything, he said, blessed are them. Why? Because they ain't got to worry about all of these problems that riches bring. He said, blessed are the hunger. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. Now, let me flip this switch on you before I get rid of the code. I didn't have that much time, but we're going to take a hold of this on next week, if God wills. Amen. But the Bible say in 24, it said, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Amen. Yeah. Woe is a prophecy of doom. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, woe, oh Jesus, woe unto you that are rich. Can I get a witness here? Oh, everybody want to be rich, but you don't understand what the Bible say about being rich. Hallelujah. He say, woe unto you. Can I get a witness? Woe unto you, church. Amen. If you are rich, woe unto you. Doomed unto you. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Whenever you see the word woe, it's not a good thing. Whenever you see the word woe, something is coming like judgment. Can I get a witness here? Whenever you see the word woe, you better start looking. Amen. Can I get a witness here? He said, woe. Oh, God, woe to you that are rich. All the preachers say that you're going to get rich if you just give them the money. Maybe they'll give you a handkerchief. Maybe they'll give you an oil. Maybe they'll give you something that'll make you rich. Well, you know what? Woe unto you, because God's judgment is coming unto you. He said, ye have received your consolation. You receive your reward in this world. And whatever you get from the world right now today, this is your reward here on this earth. Amen. Can I get a witness here? But there's going to come a day and time, amen, where the scripture says everyone going to bow through their knees to God himself. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.